I'm going to have a chat with Ben Slade, hopefully, for Maurice Blackburn Lawyers in a moment. But basically...
Are radio rentals here in Perth?
Yes.
You can use their services
rent,
here.
Rent, try, $1 buy offer is where consumers sign an agreement to rent items like fridges, televisions and smartphones.
Okay.
It's because they don't have the money up front.
No, fair enough.
Now, the allegation, now whether it's proven to be correct, is that Maurice Blackburn alleges that radio rentals targeted vulnerable people and treated customers unfairly and should pay them compensation. That's pretty well what the argument is. Mm. And the reason being is that they're paying, as we say, up to four times more than what the product's actually worth. That example that we gave earlier about a second-hand mattress, etc.
Second-hand bed and mattress for $430 ended up costing the person $3,400. The people at Radio Rentals, weren't they embarrassed?
Well, the thing was, in that situation,
to accept that?
When the contract was over, money was still being taken out of the account.
But now, where's the morality in that?
Well, that's one of the questions that we're asking. So have you tried rent?
Try. Buy.
Yeah. Have you ever tried it? Yeah. Have you ever rented a product?
And have there people listening to us? Have there been people listening to us hooked into a deal, if you like, that they haven't been able to get out of? Because I should imagine, I mean, if the mattress only cost $430 in the bed and they've paid $1,000 off in fees, surely you could have gone to the place and said, hey, please, I've paid you three times what the thing's worth. Well, let me walk.
But apparently, this is the key part of their allegation, is that once the contract is concluded, money still continues to come out until the person notifies the company that the money shouldn't be coming out anymore.
Not right, Steve.
Now, you might want to check your own contracts if you've got one. Ben Slade is from Maurice Blackburn Lawyers and joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot of people impacted by this. $200,000, you estimate, could be worth up to $50 million in refunds?
That's what we estimate, yeah.
Okay, so why is it that once a contract is concluded that the money continues to be taken out in this day and age where most of it would be done automatically by computers?
Well, the lease provisions for that to happen, it says that if you don't return the goods to us or reach agreement for a new lease period or make a written offer to purchase the goods, then we're going to assume that you're happy with continuing to lease the products and we will continue to take money from your bank account.
Right, and in some cases that goes on and on and on and on.
Yes, well, Casey Simpson, who's the representative of the class, for a used mattress and bed paid for something that was worth $480, she found out when she was about $3,300 of repayments that the money was still coming out of her Centrelink account.
So she didn't realise that until she had a look further down the track.
No, and she'd been back to Radio Rentals on a couple of occasions and, in fact, had rented a couple of other goods, but no one from Radio Rentals saw fit to tell her that her 18-month contract was well and truly expired and they continued to take money out.
Now, Ben, in fairness to Radio Rentals, we'll give them a right of reply if they want tomorrow, but does this apply to Radio Rental stores right across the country?
All but South Australia. South Australia has a different regime, as I understand it, but yes, across the country.
So it includes people here in WA. Are you surprised by their behaviour?
Well, it's been the subject of adverse comment by community legal services, legal aid commissions around the country for some time. But what we're surprised at is that the conduct hasn't been addressed by the company after criticisms from both ASIC and the community legal centres and legal aid. That surprises us, yeah.
But if they say, look, the contract's the contract, that's what's in the contract, there's nothing you can do about that. They didn't actually fulfil the end of the contract clause. That's the reason why we continue to take money out. What leg have you got to stand on?
Our argument is that under the, well, in fact, it's the Australian Securities and Investment Commission Act, that these contracts will be found to be unconscionable or unfair and that the statements made that one can purchase these products for rent, try, $1 buy is misleading or deceptive. As a consequence, we say they've breached the law and need to refund the consumers who have fallen foul of that.
Sure, and it's fair to say that the target would be people that obviously are the least likely to be able to afford that.
Certainly the class of group members appears to be a very vulnerable sector of society, yes.
Mm. All right. If people want to be involved, is it too late to be involved in the class action?
No, it's an open class, so all those people to whom this occurred and who should be given a refund will be class members. They don't have to know that they're class members at this stage. At some point, the court will ask us to notify those people that they're in the class and they either have an opportunity to opt out or or participate in a resolution, but that doesn't need to be done yet.
So you're confident you'll win this?
Well, we wouldn't commit to it unless we had very confident prospects of success. We think we should be able to win, yes.
Okay, good on you, Ben. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great, bye-bye.
Ben Slade there from Morris Blackburn Lawyers.
Where are the ethics of the place?
Oh, that's exactly
right. I mean,
how
can you do that to fellow human beings, really, who are struggling in the first place?
But there's no difference between them and payday lenders, where, you know, if you've ever been short of cash and you have to buy medicine, you basically sell off your next wage at an extraordinary interest rate,
but hang on.
You never get in front.
I don't know about payday lenders still taking money out of your account when your account's partnered.
That's quite right, yeah. Sue, good morning.
Hi, I'm going to defend radio rentals.
Okay,
we've used them in many, many years ago when we were both second-time marriages, struggling to get ahead.
Yeah.
You know, the contract tells you that, you know, you need to finalise it and you need to let them know that you want to buy that out.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that clearly stated to you when you go into an arrangement, Sue?
Well, they told us. That's our. I mean, you know, nobody reads the fine print and, yes, that's our fault. But they were quite open with us, you know. We own our fridge that we got from them on the rent try buy 12, 15 years ago. That was brand new. I have a freezer that was second hand when we got it.
Yep.
We've had that for 7 years. But to say that they're giving you a second hand bed, that you get the option to see the product before you even take delivery.
Yeah.
But they're not piling their rubbish off on you.
But even you would say a bed worth between $430 and $480, you shouldn't have to pay $3,400 over the length of the contract, surely.
No, but they do. One of the reasons that people use them is they have no credit checks.
I agree.
Who are on the bones of their bum.
Yes.
Who want to have nice things around them.
Yeah.
We weren't in that situation, but there are people out there who want nice things around them. They're prepared to, you know,
I know there's a reason for that, and I understand about payday lenders. But at the end of the day, everyone needs to realise they're there for a purpose and they help people out that don't have any money to buy those assets. But you can't extort. I mean, to me, that's extortion.
It's not extorting. No,
well,
it's
for
not.
For that amount of money,
you know,
$3,400 for a $430 bed, I couldn't sleep well at night. Could you actually say $430 that's worth, and I've made out of it a $3,000 profit? I mean, could you go to bed at night and think that's quite normal behaviour?
Well, what about the banks and your credit card charging you all the interest?
And quite right.
Well, that's another issue.
It never stops.
Quite right.
And I'm defending them to the extent that I agree with what you say, Sue. If you've got no money and no one else will give you any credit, then you've got no other choice, and they do fulfil a purpose. But it goes to extent where how far down the road do you actually make money out of someone who's down on their luck?
I'm with you. Thanks for your call, sir. We do appreciate it. And that was Ben Slade that we spoke to earlier from Morris Blackburn Lawyers.